Since the recession, it's become common for schools to pass certain expenses on to their teachers. Recent surveys show most teachers pay for classroom supplies out of their own pockets. But most of those teachers are also strapped for cash. Lately, they've been turning to crowdfunding for help. A new report from the crowdfunding site GoFundMe measures the trend from last year. KUNC education reporter Anne Maria Wadd discussed it with CEO Rob Solomon.
Last year in Colorado alone, more than 1,700 crowdfunding campaigns raised more than $800,000 for classroom supplies. Many people might look at this as a bad thing, that schools and teachers are this strapped for cash and have to turn to the internet for help. What do you say to that?
Well, it's an unfortunate reality. Teachers last year spent $1.6 billion out of pocket. Every year that happens. So they are given a set of classroom supplies, and to really do their best, teachers oftentimes spend, on average, $500 out of their own pocket to pay for supplies. In fact, 91% of teachers use some of their own money to pay for school supplies back in 2015. And that's a trend that we've seen for decades, and we see that continuing for the next few decades, unfortunately. But people are there to help, and GoFundMe is a great solution where a teacher can explain what they need supplies for, and the community rallies around and supports that teacher, and donations start pouring in a big way.
Now, part of this report that's coming out actually includes advice for teachers who are looking to crowdfund cash for their classrooms. Again, this seems like GoFundMe is sort of responding to a demand here, and that crowdfunding for the classroom is the sort of new normal. Would you say that's true?
It's definitely a trend we've seen increasing dramatically as GoFundMe has taken off. In fact, we've had more than $3 billion in donations on the platform. So it's become a thing. When things happen in the world, you see this concept of start a GoFundMe to provide help. So teachers started figuring that out quite a few years ago, and it's one of the fastest growing categories we've seen. Not only teachers raising funds for their classrooms, but students raising money for educational needs in college and beyond.
Were you surprised to see a lot of teachers using GoFundMe this way?
Not really. I have three kids, a 17-year-old, a 13-year-old, and 10-year-old, and at every school that they've been a part of, teachers buy their own supplies. We've seen it in action in public schools across the country. We've seen it everywhere. Back to that point of every teacher on average spends $500. Almost 100% of teachers are spending money out of their own pocket to fund their classroom. So when GoFundMe became part of the social fabric, part of the zeitgeist, it just made sense that we saw more and more teachers using GoFundMe to provide that solution to the problem of not having the proper supplies in the classroom.
When you looked at the data for Colorado, what other trends did you notice?
Well, it's really interesting. So oftentimes people think of supplies only as paper and pencils and crayons and markers and things like that. But we've seen teachers raise money for computer equipment, for smart whiteboards that you can write on that then print things out. We've seen teachers who have recognized that their students in lower socioeconomic backgrounds don't have bicycles. And we had a teacher raise funds to build bicycles for every student in the classroom. So it runs the gamut of everything that helps educate the whole child.
Colorado does appear to blow our neighboring states out of the water, so to speak. So according to the data that GoFundMe has provided, teachers here have raised far more than those in Wyoming, Utah, Nebraska, New Mexico, and Kansas. Why do you think that might be?
Well, a lot of what happens with GoFundMe is based on social media and people seeing different campaigns out there. So it may have something to do with some more progressive areas in Colorado going after this more quickly. We're starting to see this spread everywhere, but Colorado does seem to have, you know, a deep generosity as it relates to the community coming together to help people. Not to say that it doesn't happen in other areas, but Colorado is definitely outpacing the neighboring states in the Midwest, Far West, and Rocky Mountain region.
Do you think, though, that also might suggest that there's a greater need in Colorado?
Well, I think GoFundMe campaigns follow the need. So when people need help, we see these things taking off. So there may be some correlation between school funding in Colorado versus the other states. I don't have too much detail on that, but the trend suggests that might be the case.
That was Rob Solomon, CEO of the crowdfunding site GoFundMe, discussing the fact that Colorado teachers raised more than $800,000 last year on his platform. For KUNC, I'm Anne Marie Awad.